Who better to explain the latest thoughts about artificial intelligence and ChatGPT than ChatGPT? I asked the chatbot to fill me in on the current state of AI. Hi ChatGPT. I'd like to ask you some questions about yourself for a news article. Would you be willing to chat with me? ChatGPT. Hello. Of course, I'd be happy to answer any questions you have about me. Let's get started. First, tell me about ChatGPT. What are you? And what is AI as it has currently been developed? CGPT. Sure. I am a large language model created by OpenAI, based on the GPT 3.5 architecture. As a language model, my primary function is to generate human-like text based on the input I receive. Artificial intelligence, AI, is a broad field that involves creating machines and systems that can perform tasks that typically require human intelligence. AI can be categorized into different types, such as rule-based systems, expert systems, machine learning, and deep learning. AI has been developed to varying degrees across these different types, with some applications being more advanced than others. Currently, AI has been developed to the point where it can perform tasks such as natural language processing, speech recognition, image and video recognition, and decision-making. AI is also used in various fields such as healthcare, finance, transportation, and education, among others. However, there is still much work to be done in the development of AI, particularly in areas such as explainability and ethical considerations. What are some of the useful things that people use ChatGPT to do? CGPT. As a language model, I can be used for a wide variety of tasks, some of which include content creation. Many people use language models like myself to generate content for their blogs, social media channels, and websites. Language translation. I can be used to translate text from one language to another, making it easier for people to communicate with others who speak different languages. Personalized recommendations. With my ability to process large amounts of data, I can help provide personalized recommendations for products and services based on a user's interests and preferences. Customer support. I can be used in chatbots to provide customer support, answering common questions and directing users to the appropriate resources. Education and training. I can be used in the development of educational materials, such as interactive textbooks and online courses, helping to create more engaging and personalized learning experiences. Research and analysis. I can assist researchers in tasks such as analyzing large amounts of data, identifying patterns and trends, and summarizing research findings. These are just a few examples of the many ways language models like myself can be used to help people with various tasks. What are some of your more popular questions? CGPT. As an AI language model, I have been asked many questions on a wide range of topics. However, some of the more popular questions that I have been asked include: what is the meaning of life? What is the weather like today? What is the capital of insert country? How do I solve a Rubik's cube? What is the square root of insert number? How can I learn to code? What is the best way to lose weight? Who won the last insert sport game? What is the current stock price of insert company? What are some tips for a successful job interview? These are just a few examples of the many types of questions I receive. People ask me questions on just about any topic you can imagine. Do programs like Siri and Alexa use AI? CGPT. Yes, programs like Siri and Alexa use AI. They are both examples of virtual assistants that use natural language processing, NLP, to understand and respond to user requests. NLP is a subfield of AI that focuses on the interaction between human language and computers. These virtual assistants use a combination of AI technologies, including speech recognition, machine learning, and natural language understanding, to interpret user requests and provide responses. For example, when a user asks Siri or Alexa a question, The software uses speech recognition technology to transcribe the user's words into text. Then, machine learning algorithms are used to understand the meaning of the words and generate an appropriate response. As technology continues to advance, virtual assistants like Siri and Alexa are becoming increasingly sophisticated, with the ability to perform more complex tasks and provide more personalized responses. What kinds of tasks do you think AI will be able to help with in the future? CGPT. There are many tasks that AI is already capable of performing, but as the technology continues to advance, there are many more tasks that AI will be able to help with in the future. Here are a few examples. Healthcare. AI has the potential to revolutionize the healthcare industry by improving the accuracy and efficiency of diagnoses, developing personalized treatment plans, and even discovering new drugs and treatments. Transportation. AI can be used to optimize traffic flow, reduce congestion, and improve safety on roads and highways. In addition, autonomous vehicles are being developed that will be able to transport people and goods without the need for human drivers. Environmental monitoring. AI can be used to monitor and analyze data from sensors and satellites to track changes in the environment, predict natural disasters, and help with conservation efforts. Personalized education. AI can be used to create personalized learning experiences that adapt to each student's individual needs and learning style. Cybersecurity. AI can be used to detect and prevent cyber attacks, identify vulnerabilities in networks, and develop more secure systems. Entertainment. AI can be used to create more engaging and interactive video games, movies, and other forms of entertainment. These are just a few examples of the many ways that AI can be used to improve our lives and solve some of the world's biggest problems. As the technology continues to advance, the possibilities for what AI can accomplish are nearly endless. Are there some things that you're not allowed to help with or talk about? CGPT. Yes, there are certain things that I, as an AI language model, am not allowed to help with or talk about. Specifically, I am not programmed to engage in activities that are illegal or harmful, such as providing instructions for illegal activities, promoting hate speech or violence, or engaging in any form of discrimination or harassment. In addition, there may be certain topics or types of information that are restricted due to legal or ethical considerations, such as confidential or sensitive information related to national security, trade secrets, or personal data that is protected by privacy laws. Furthermore, as an AI language model, I do not have personal beliefs, values, or biases. I am designed to provide information and respond to user queries based on the data that I have been trained on. I do not express opinions or endorse particular points of view. Ultimately, my primary goal is to assist users in a helpful and responsible manner while adhering to ethical and legal standards. Tell me about some of the more recent concerns that have been raised about AI. CGPT. As AI continues to advance, there have been a number of concerns that have been raised about its potential impact on society. Here are a few recent concerns. Bias and discrimination. There is a growing concern that AI algorithms may be biased and discriminatory, particularly against certain groups of people. This is because AI algorithms are trained on historical data, which may contain biases and prejudices. Privacy and security. There are concerns about the security and privacy of personal data that is collected and used by AI systems. This includes issues related to data breaches, identity theft, and the use of personal data for targeted advertising. Job displacement. There is a concern that AI may displace human workers, particularly in industries that rely on manual labor or routine tasks. Accountability and transparency. As AI becomes more complex and sophisticated, there is a concern that it may become difficult to understand how decisions are being made or to hold those responsible for errors or malfunctions accountable. Autonomous weapons. There is a growing concern about the development of autonomous weapons that use AI to make decisions about when and where to use lethal force. Misinformation and deepfakes. With the ability to generate and disseminate vast amounts of data and content, There is a concern about the potential for AI to be used to spread misinformation, create fake news, and generate deepfakes that are difficult to distinguish from reality. These are just a few of the many concerns that have been raised about AI in recent years. As AI continues to advance, it will be important for researchers, policymakers, and society as a whole to address these concerns in a responsible and ethical manner. Do students use AI to do their work for them, like writing essays or completing math or coding assignments? CGPT. While it is possible for students to use AI to help them with their schoolwork, it is important to note that many educational institutions have strict policies against plagiarism and cheating. Using AI to automatically generate essays or complete assignments may be considered a violation of these policies and could lead to serious consequences, such as failing grades or even expulsion. However, there are some legitimate ways that students can use AI to help them with their schoolwork. For example, there are AI-powered tools that can help students with tasks such as proofreading and editing their writing, checking for grammatical errors and providing suggestions for improvement. There are also AI-powered tutoring programs that can help students with subjects such as math and coding by providing personalized feedback and guidance. Ultimately, while AI can be a useful tool for students, it is important to use it ethically and responsibly. Students should always check with their teachers or professors to ensure that they are following the guidelines and policies set out by their educational institutions. What's the danger that a rogue corporation or AI developer could use AI for dangerous or harmful purposes? The potential danger of a rogue corporation or AI developer using AI for harmful purposes is a serious concern that has been raised by many experts in the field of AI. AI has the potential to be used for a wide range of applications, some of which could have negative consequences for society. For example, AI-powered weapon systems could be used for targeted killings or to carry out cyber attacks, and AI algorithms used for surveillance could be used to monitor and control the behavior of individuals or groups. One of the challenges in mitigating these risks is the fact that AI technologies are often developed by private companies that may not have the same level of oversight and regulation as government agencies. This means that there is a risk that AI developers may be able to operate outside of the normal channels of accountability and oversight that exist in other industries. To address these risks, many experts have called for increased regulation and oversight of AI development and use. This could include measures such as mandatory safety testing and certification for AI systems, as well as stronger legal and ethical frameworks to ensure that AI is developed and used in a responsible and accountable manner. Ultimately, the potential risks associated with the misuse of AI underscore the need for a proactive approach to AI governance that prioritizes safety, transparency, and accountability. Some people worry that AI might one day become a superintelligence that surpasses humans' ability to control it and that human society could be put at risk as a result. Is that a possibility? CGPT. The possibility of an AI becoming a superintelligence that surpasses human abilities and becomes difficult to control is a topic of ongoing debate among AI researchers and experts. While some experts believe that this scenario is unlikely, others believe that it is a real possibility that should be taken seriously. The concern is that if an AI system were to become superintelligent, it could potentially act in ways that are harmful to humans or society as a whole. This could happen if the AI system's goals were not aligned with human values or if it was able to find ways to manipulate humans to achieve its own goals. One of the challenges in addressing this risk is that it is difficult to predict how an AI system might behave once it reaches a certain level of intelligence. This is because AI systems are designed to be self-improving, which means that they could potentially develop in ways that their creators did not anticipate. To mitigate these risks, many experts have called for a greater focus on developing AI systems that are aligned with human values and that prioritize safety and transparency. This could include measures such as creating ethical guidelines for AI development and use, as well as developing technical safeguards to ensure that AI systems remain under human control. Overall, while the risk of an AI becoming a superintelligence that is difficult to control is still a matter of debate, It is important for researchers, policymakers, and society as a whole to consider the potential risks and take proactive steps to mitigate them. Do you think AI will replace news reporters one day? CGPT. While AI has the potential to automate some aspects of the news reporting process, such as data analysis and fact-checking, it is unlikely that AI will fully replace human news reporters in the near future. This is because news reporting involves a complex set of skills that go beyond simple data analysis and reporting. Human reporters are able to bring a wide range of experiences, perspectives, and critical thinking skills to their reporting, which allows them to uncover stories that may not be immediately obvious from the data alone. In addition, news reporting involves building relationships with sources, conducting interviews, and gathering information from a wide range of sources. While AI can be used to analyze data and generate reports, it is not able to build the same kinds of relationships and conduct the same kinds of interviews as human reporters. That being said, AI is already being used in some aspects of news reporting, such as generating automated news articles for sports scores or financial reports. However, even in these cases, human editors are typically involved in the process to ensure that the content is accurate and meets the standards of journalistic integrity. Overall, while AI is likely to continue to play an increasingly important role in the news reporting process, it is unlikely to fully replace human reporters anytime soon. What are examples of five things I could use you to help me do in my everyday life today? CGPT. Sure, here are some examples of how you can use me to help you in your everyday life. Find information. If you need to find information about a particular topic, you can ask me a question and I will provide you with a relevant answer. Plan your day. You can ask me for recommendations on what to do or where to go in your area based on your preferences and interests. Stay organized. You can ask me to set reminders for important dates or events, make a to-do list, or manage your schedule. Learn a new skill. If you're interested in learning a new skill, such as cooking or playing an instrument, you can ask me for resources or tutorials to help you get started. Entertain yourself. If you're bored or looking for something to do, you can ask me to recommend a movie or TV show to watch, a book to read, or a game to play. Can you tell me a joke involving newspapers or news reporters? CGPT. Sure, here's a joke involving news reporters. Why did the news reporter quit his job? Because he was tired of covering the same old ground. Thanks, ChatGPT. I'm sure we'll be talking again soon. CGPT, you're welcome. I'll be here whenever you need me. Have a great day. JSaid@nsnews.com, twitter.com/JaneeZaid.